is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Making Headway Show on the URB Business Network. This is your host, John King, President of Headway Strategies Consulting, a strategic consulting and business coaching practice here based in the Boston area, bringing you today's show. Making Headway provides individuals, entrepreneurs, executives, and managers with information about emerging or current topics that could have a significant impact on their business. At the conclusion of the show, we'll post a blog summarizing the show along with illustrative graphics and contact information for the host and guests in the event that there are follow-up questions from a listener. Today, we're going to take a departure from our typical shows, and we're going to talk about a new offering that is coming down from Headway Strategies and its partnership with URBN, and that is the Compass Board. And with me today, I have Rick Brudy, who's going to participate in a question-answer session with me about the Compass Board and why it could be important to you as a business owner going forward.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
It has. Appreciate you taking the time to spend with me today.
No, this is an exciting new venture going on, John, and so I'm excited about us being involved together on the Compass Board. So, why don't we just tell the audience a little bit what is the Compass Board?
Well, the Compass Board is, as we've conceived it, is a group of C-level executives that could be CEOs or chief financial officers or chief marketing officers alike, and it's really about providing a sounding board for them to meet with individuals in like positions and talk about their businesses. The objective of the board is to provide them with a platform for sharing information, for learning about things, and we will have various guest topics presented at the monthly sessions. But one of the things that I think is important is that a lot of time, I know my father used to talk about his commanding officer in the Army, and he said it's really lonely at the top. And I think that's true in business today, is it can be really lonely. And this gives you an opportunity to meet with like people who could share their experiences and help you with different things down the road.
And are you going to offer them to come on the Making Headway show as part of it?
Well, that was a thought. That's one of the unique aspects of what we can provide on the Compass Board is that four times a year, each participant would have an opportunity to be on the Making Headway show talking about a particular product or service or new offering or something related to their business that they might want to do. This really ties into your content marketing university that you're trying to start in the summertime here, I guess.
Yep.
And what that would do is give that business a chance to promote themselves with an audio clip that they could put on their website and be able to just share that information with the public.
So there's a lot of great benefits for getting involved with the Compass Board, John.
I think there is. It's a way that we will work with each member to establish some goals that they'll be trying to reach each month, and then we'll follow up with them. And that level of accountability is what helps drive things because we all get too many things on our plate. I mean, you can develop a to-do list, and then you may rewrite it every day because you didn't get the things done you did before. And so what this does is this lets you focus on some key goals for your business, and it also gives you a sounding board to let you talk to other people who may have gone through similar situations. And I think one, just to think of two topics in particular, one is everybody's talking about being out in the cloud. And it's not a Judy Collins song, but it really is about understanding how to store data, how to work within the cloud environment from an IT perspective. There's so many different offerings out there right now. Which ones are best for you, and which should you consider, and which is most cost effective? That's something that the Compass Board can bring to bear. Is we can have a topic on that to help people understand it. Another thing that's coming up is the Affordable Health Care Act, and I would bet that many businesses don't really understand what it means to them and what it's going to mean to them in 2016, 2017, and beyond. And you need to prepare for that. So as a result, we would have a topic on the Affordable Health Care Act to help people understand some of the implications to their business and the size of the business and what the potential costs could be. You need to have that information because if you've got to adjust your pricing model or your delivery services, what have you, it's important to know that.
John, there's so many options for CEOs or C-level people to join different networking groups or different you know, similar type groups. So what makes the Compass so unique?
Well, I think that the there's two or three things that probably stand out. One is certainly the relationship with URBN, because we'll be able to leverage the ability to get some content developed for them. I think the other thing is that Compass Board, the target size is between 8 to 10 members. A lot of the other networking groups are much larger than that, and what we want to do is breed a sense of intimacy amongst the participants so they're more partners with each other as opposed to just a member of a larger group, and I think that's really important. I think the other thing, too, is it will work to get some different topics. I've worked in a number of different industries over the years as a consultant and also as in management, and so I have some different experiences, but I also have a number of people that I can draw in to talk about specific topics that may be of interest to the group.
And, John, what about a time commitment? Like, you know, everybody's so busy. What kind of time commitment is it for these people that join?
We're looking at certainly a monthly meeting, which would run about 2 hours. In that time, it would be focused on the goals and achievements that they had identified last month, and then we would have a spotlight that would talk about particular topics that were interest to the group, and then follow up with challenges for the following month. Beyond that, as facilitating the group, I would also plan a 2 30-minute follow-up with each group member in the course of the following month, just to make sure that any questions they may have or concerns they may have about things we could get those resolved sooner rather than later. And so if I look at it from that perspective, it's probably 3 hours a month of FaceTime, either on the phone or face-to-face with the group. But it also requires the CEO or the C-level person to work on the various goals that they have. But those goals are goals for their business. So they're working on their business. It's a way of helping them focus work on their business based on certain things.
So you get another like 8 or 9 sets of eyes that can help you on whatever your issue is.
Well, that's right. And you've got people that may have experienced the same problem or issue that you're trying to deal with in your business and may be able to say, well, look, I tried this and it wasn't as successful as I thought. Here are the things I would do differently if I did it again.
And, of course, John, what's the bottom line? What is something like this going to cost?
Well, we're looking at around $900 a month for the participants. And that would include the ability to be on a Making Headway show 4 times a year. It would include the meetings on a monthly basis. It would include an annual workshop where we would go for basically a Friday night and a whole day Saturday. And in that time frame, we would have guest speakers in there. We'd be able to meet. As the Compass Board grows and we have more chapters, if we would bring those together in that annual meeting, so it would be larger just than a group of 8 or 10 people. We see that as a good way to exchange ideas. And the other things that we'll have is the ability to store content that's shareable between the groups or participants of the Compass Board. That content could be spotlight meetings, could be various information we wish to make available to the group, and that would only be available to the group members. The other thing I think is real clear that we need to make sure people understand is there would be a non-compete, non-disclosure situation, so we wouldn't have people in a competing industry in the group. In that group, we would have them in separate groups. So I think that's a way to protect the individuals as we go forward.
John, how was this, you know, stack up cost-wise to some other options that they might have?
It's competitive. It's competitive to other groups that are out there. And I think that we offer some of the unique things that they don't offer. So I think it's a real good bargain from that perspective. Some of the other things that we do is part of my coaching practice. I have some analytical tools for personal assessments. And one of the things we would do for each member as they started, included in the cost, would be a DISC analysis, which talks about how people behave in situations and why that's important. It's really important to understand how you're going to behave in a group setting in a committee. So if someone is overly decisive and they have to get things done right away, pound their fist on the table, they need to learn how to dial back that. If someone's too cautious in the way they operate, they need to be a little bit more assertive. So it's a maker going back and forth as to how to really behave with a group of people.
So by participating, John, what do you see as the bottom line for a CEO or someone to join this? What especially to their business, what do you think the impact will be?
Well, I think the impact is I've got another set of eyes, as we said before. The other impact is that we've got the opportunity to leverage the other Compass team members' network. And so going back to the cloud computing, if you had a successful cloud computing environment, you may be able to leverage that person to get with the person that did the work for them or whatever it may be, somebody that really understands affordable health care, whatever,
right,
whatever comes down. It's leveraging that. And so if you think about it, you as a CEO have a pretty big, and if I can use an old term, Rolodex of or contacts list of people, think about the other 8 or 10 people in the group that have another equally large list. And by trying to merge some of those together based on your needs, you can come up with a little bit broader grasp of who you might be able to use to help you in certain situations.
No, this is exciting, John. What's the next steps? When does this all roll out?
What we're looking is to roll this out in third quarter of 2015. We will look to have a reception. There'll be some email blasts going out in mid-late May, and then have a reception in June where we'll bring people together to talk a little bit more about the Compass Board, more of a Q&A session. And that session will give the people who are participating or potentially participating in the group a chance to ask questions before they put up an investment on it.
No, this is exciting, and this is part of some of the new blood that's changing what the UR Business Network is doing. You mentioned the Content Marketing University, and we have launching the Content Marketing Solution, and we're having great quality shows like Making Headway, and with the Compass Board. I mean, this is going to be a great, like you said, third quarter.
Well, I think so. I think that this is something that I feel is helpful. I mean, being a small biz owner myself, I like to talk to people about what I'm trying to do. It does get lonely at the top. And I think that by being able to share those experiences or be able to sound out things before you go do something is going to be really important for the success of their businesses.
And, John, I know the website's being developed as we speak, but in the meantime, if somebody had any questions or wanted to learn more about what the Compass Board is going to be doing, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to get a hold of me on email, and I'll be happy to chat with you by phone or by email. My email address is jking, one word, at headway-strategies.com, and my cell phone's 508- 641-5543, and please feel free to give me a call, and we'll chat about the Compass Board and how you might like to see it. I think one of the things that we have the flexibility is between making Headway show and what we're doing with the Compass Board is there's a lot of content that I have developed and other people have provided that we can leverage in the Compass Board and from an educational standpoint.
And I know with the influx of people that we have in the studio, there's a lot of great guest speakers that have already expressed some interest, and you have some real heavy hitters being pursued right now.
Well, you have, and I think that'll be a benefit to all the different services that URB is looking to provide, as well as what I'm looking to provide through Headway Strategies and a Compass Board. So I think that'll be great, just having that network. And again, that's an example of how you expand your network by developing other relationships.
So, John, this is great, and I'm excited, and can't wait to get this Compass Board kicked off.
Okay, well, you as me myself as well. It's been a long, cold winter, I think, with everything that's been going on. So with that, I guess we'll close our session today. This is John King on the UR Business Network, reminding you to continue to listen to Making Headway, because remember, we can help you make headway.
This is the UR Business Network.